God's peace is always yours in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hear the word of God from Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The theme for our Lenten series is Your Kingdom Come, and the theme for our Palm Sunday message is Expectations Meet Reality. Expectations meet reality. The sandwich looked good on the menu, but it didn't look so good when it was served up. You thought you had taken a great picture, but now you want a retake. You thought loading the car for vacation would be easy, but your children wanted to bring way too much stuff. Expectations meet reality. You couldn't wait for spring break and the Florida sunshine. You were looking forward to graduation and a great time with your family and friends. You were excited for Holy Week 2020, Monday, Thursday's Holy Communion, Good Friday's Tenebrae service, and Easter morning's Alleluias. But then what? COVID-19 hit. Expectations meet reality. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. Great expectations meeting bitter realities. Christ's Palm Sunday parade into Jerusalem wasn't the city's only parade that year. Roman historians tell us that the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate, regularly held military parades, Roman cavalry and soldiers marching into Jerusalem. Pontius Pilate would lead them on horseback. Each soldier was clad in leather armor, their swords and spears crafted from the hardest steel. Golden helmets gleamed in the sunlight. Drummers beat the cadence of a mighty army. The message was clear. Peace comes through Roman military might and muscle. They called it the Pax Romana, Roman peace. On Palm Sunday, Christ's disciples expected Jesus to defeat Pilate and the Romans. That's why the crowd shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. The word Hosanna is a Hebrew word that means, save us now. Hosanna was a cry to Jesus to save the Jews from Roman occupation. The crowd expected Jesus to demonstrate military might and the muscle of King David, Israel's greatest warrior. Hosanna to the Son of David. Save us now is what they expected. And here's the reality. Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and riding on a donkey. Behold your king. Behold is a command to see, look, gaze. Behold means this is what I'm trying to get you to see. Behold your king. The word king implies authority, power, and might. This isn't just a king or the king. This is your king. Rejoice and shout aloud. But why? Because your king comes to you. The you here is singular, not plural. It's you, not all y'all, like they say in Texas. A singular you denotes a focus on you. That's individual, intimate, and personal. Behold, your king comes to you. You are more than just a driver's license or a social security number. You are more than an unnamed creation doomed to die and destined to be forgotten. Behold, your king comes to you personally. He also comes righteous. Your king is righteous. Righteous kings in Israel's history were an oxymoron, a fact often pointed out by the prophets. All 19 of the northern kings of Israel were unbelievers and evil. In the south, 12 out of 20 were unbelievers and evil. But now Zechariah announces, behold, your king comes to you righteous and having salvation. When you have something, you can either keep it or give it away. Zechariah describes this king, your king, my king, as righteous and having salvation. But our king doesn't keep his salvation. He gives it away. This king, your king, my king, our king, gives salvation away freely, generously, repeatedly, quickly, and eternally. In fact, our salvation has a name. You will give him the name Jesus, which means Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. Salvation not only has a name, it has a place. Golgotha, Calvary, the skull. Salvation has a day, Friday, namely Good Friday, 30 AD. Salvation has a time from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Above all else, salvation has a cost, the blood of God's only Son. Salvation has nails, a hammer, a spear, a crown of thorns. Behold, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, to give it away freely, generously, repeatedly, quickly, and eternally. And then it says, your king comes to you humble and riding on a donkey. In the ancient Near East, a donkey was sort of like a 1975 Ford Pinto, a lemon, a clunker, a total loser. That's the donkey in antiquity. Horses and chariots were for the winners. Horses and chariots meant military power and might. Behold, your king comes to you humble and riding on a donkey. Not a war horse, not a stallion, no chariots, no army, no sword, no helmet, no spears. Our king is a whole different kind of king who gives us a whole different kind of peace. He delivers peace with God. His forgiving blood has set everything right between you and God. God's peace, secured by Jesus' blood, calms our fears, forgives our sins, conquers our death, defeats the devil, shuts hell, opens heaven, unlocks our graves, raises our bodies, and gives our life hope in the present and paradise for eternity. However, there was a cost in delivering God's peace to us. Here's how God delivered it. Zechariah 11. The king will be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah 12. The king will be pierced with a spear and die. Zechariah 13. The king will be struck and the sheep will scatter. Expectations. Defeat Roman military might meets reality. Jesus dying on a God-forsaken cross. By Friday of Holy Week, Jesus is hanging dead on a cross under a sign that reads in Matthew 27, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Sadly, many people who were looking for a king who would crush Rome, crush their diseases, and crush their poverty, gave up on King Jesus, even though Jesus did more crushing than we could have ever hoped for. He crushed Satan. He crushed sin. He crushed death, hell, and the grave. But if all you're looking for is food in your belly, health in your body, and money in your pockets, Jesus' salvation doesn't satisfy those whose minds are set on earthly things. But know this, Jesus is your Savior, and He died and rose again to give you peace with God and to set everything right between you and God so that God's not mad at you anymore. But since God is a giver and not a forcer, you can either receive His gifts or reject His gifts and continue living in the poverty of your sin's death and earthly mindedness while you wait for your own fairy tale Savior. Do you want proof that Jesus has delivered peace with God to you? Here's your proof. God turned the darkness of Good Friday into the light of Easter. God raised Jesus' dead body in resurrection glory. God turned the gloom and doom of the cross into the peace and salvation of Jesus' empty tomb. That's why Zechariah announces in verse 10, "I will cut off the chariots from Ephraim and the horses from Jerusalem, and the bow for warfare will also be cut off. And he will speak peace to the nations, and his rule will be from sea to sea." Check out this picture. This is a picture of our lives, not only because of COVID, but also because of sin. Our lives, our families, and our world need the peace that Jesus died to give us more than ever. The pandemic has changed a lot. Children are bored and stir crazy. Parents are frazzled. Many are paralyzed by fear, anxiety, and loneliness. Often too paralyzed to live, even with a risen Savior. Anxiety imprisons, social distancing isolates, depression grows, death stalks. Yet the reality is death was already stalking you and me pre-COVID, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Sadly, COVID has caused all of us to some degree, and some of us to a great degree, to hide from the one who already conquered our death. Finally, Zechariah declares, "Your king comes, speaking peace to the nations." The word for peace is shalom. Shalom means total restoration. Shalom brings order out of chaos, good out of tragedy, hope out of despair, life out of death. All those chaotic strings that you're looking at, look at them now. All of those random threads you just saw make up this beautiful Palm Sunday tapestry. All this is what Jesus does for you and me. Jesus takes all the random threads of our lives and creates a beautiful, colorful, ordered, calming peace. So what does it all mean? It means pandemics, panic, and paranoia don't rule you. It means that sin, shame, and Satan won't conquer you. It means devastation, depression, and death don't have the last word. Jesus has the last word. And his word, last word to you and me, is peace. John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." John 16, "I have said these things to you so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 20, Jesus came in and stood among them on Easter evening and said, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side and said, "Do not be afraid." A dad took his two kids to buy a new bike for the oldest child. At the store, the five-year-old girl picked out a shiny new bike with a banana seat, training wheels, and bell. At that point, the three-year-old boy thought he should get a new bike too. So Dad said, "Son, you're still having problems riding your tricycle. A big kid's bike would bring you more pain than pleasure. Someday I'll buy you a new bike, just not today." The boy looked up and asked, "So I don't get a new bike, Daddy?" "That's right, son, not today." So the boy said at the top of his lungs, "Then I want a new daddy." Let's be honest. There are times when we want a new savior. A savior who instantly rights our wrongs, instantly heals our hurts and diseases, instantly delivers us from sickness, depression, and death. But then what happens? Expectations meet reality. The reality is that Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. The reality is prayers seem to go unanswered, hopes are dashed, and deliverance from pandemics and trials don't come fast enough. There's so much we don't have yet, but there's so much more that we do have. Behold, your King comes to you personally, righteous, and having salvation, humbly, and riding on a donkey and bringing peace to his people. The reality is that Jesus suffered, bled, and died to save us, even when it looks like our rescue isn't happening fast enough or not at all. Jesus has already forgiven us. His shed blood has already won the war over our enemies. The curtain in the temple is already torn in two. Access into the Father's family has already been granted. He's already ripped the hinges off his own grave, and by his resurrection, he's already conquered our death. He is already bestowing peace to his people, and his total restoration of all creation has already begun and is continuing until the last day when Jesus' expectations of what he will give us will be reality. Amen.